Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Egyptian security officials say 235 people have been killed by suspected militants in an attack on a mosque in the volatile northern Sinai Peninsula, no group claiming responsibility. Arab media have reported a recent influx of Islamic militants from Iraq and Syria to Egypt and other parts of northern Africa. Veteran Egyptian editor and publisher Hisham Qasim tells VOA, part of the problem here is Egyptian security forces need better training to deal with terrorism.
For years, there was talk that it was necessary to recalibrate the police force and at least part of the military to become counter-terrorism forces. And unfortunately, we know of very little programs that have actually taken place to make a serious shift.
President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi vowed the attack will not go unpunished, and President Trump has reacted to the violence, calling it a horrible and cowardly terrorist attack on innocent and defenseless worshippers. President Trump has told Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan the U.S. will no longer supply weapons to the Kurdish YPG fighters in Syria. Turkey's foreign minister had said Mr. Trump made the comment after speaking by telephone with Mr. Erdogan. White House says the two leaders also discussed the purchase of military equipment from the U.S. by Turkey. Ankara considers the YPG a terrorist organization linked to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party in Turkey. The PKK has been fighting Turkey since 1984 in a conflict that has left about 40,000 people dead. Turkey, the U.S., and the EU also consider the group a terrorist organization. This is VOA News.